USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As tons of people head home after the Thanksgiving weekend, storms are battering parts of the country with 50 million people under winter weather advisories. Meteorologist Laura Pagano says snow is spreading from the nation's midsection to the east.
We have a low-pressure system that is impacting a portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region currently, and that low will shift off the northeast coast and be slow to exit, so it's going to be impacting regions of the northeast later through the day today, later into tonight, and into even early Tuesday morning as it shifts off to the north and east off of Maine's coast.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed because of winter weather at airports, including San Francisco, New York, and cities around the Great Lakes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Joe Biden has launched an 8-day bus tour of Iowa. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The former VP pledging he'll win the February Iowa caucuses, despite recent polls suggesting that his standing there has slipped a bit lately. Biden is also using this blitz in the nation's first caucus state to detail plans for creating jobs and revitalizing the economy in rural and agricultural areas.
20% of Americans live in rural America. And the fact of the matter is, it should be a vibrant part of our economy. And it can be, and it will be under my administration.
Lately, national polls have shown Biden slightly behind Pete Buttigieg.
There was a pre-dawn shooting on the edge of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson says
we had 10 individuals that were struck by this gunfire. Two are now listed in critical condition. Five were transported to a university hospital, the other five are at Tulane Hospital.
There's no indication of a motive for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At the box office this weekend,
find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4. And, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. A large boom scared people in Britain. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Authorities say it was a loud sonic boom that gets the blame for waking much of a jittery London just a couple of days after a terrorist attack. Many London residents took to Twitter and other social media trying to exchange notes to find out what that loud noise was. Many described it as sounding like an explosion. Residents in the south part of the city said it woke them up as well, and police went on to say it was all because of a sonic boom caused by Royal Air Force jets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.